making a change, and I'm just delighted.
So I have a question for you. The comments that you made to the Daily Beast about creating the intellectual foundation to the Occupy movement have created quite a stir.
Oh my, I haven't been out there reading today. All right.
So we were talking to people down at the Occupy movement, and they said it's ridiculous for any politician to claim that they created this movement, which is grassroots. What do you say to them?
It is a grassroots movement, and I am very pleased that they take responsibility for what they are doing, and they are growing it the way they want to grow it.
Can you clarify your statements a little bit?
I'm going to actually have to go back and read what it said. I had a long conversation with someone about the Occupy Wall Street movement. I said, I think I've been protesting Wall Street for a very long time, and I understand the frustration. I share the frustration with what's going on. That right now, Washington is wired to work well for those on Wall Street who can hire lobbyists and lawyers, and it doesn't work very well for the rest of us. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I'm running for office. And that's it.
I think what's coming out of this is the Republican Senatorial Committee is coming out and saying that you're essentially taking credit for Occupy Wall Street. What would you want to say to that?
You know, there's not a question of is there not enough credit to go around. That's not the issue here. I have been protesting Wall Street for a very long time. Occupy Wall Street is an organic movement. It expresses an enormous frustration and gives a great space all around the country for people to talk about what's broken. And that's the first step in fixing it. So I am glad that conversation is going forward and that it's going forward in an organic way.